Public Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss the operators or perpetrators and their addiction. And if we complete that, we will go into a walk through the human mind. Due to the time element this evening, I'm going to skip over a lot of things that we usually do, and we'll get right into this. Okay, if you have any questions at all, you can call me at 1-508-857-8334 in the U.S. Or you can call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Okay. For those of you who are watching it, we did a show on it. The Schumann resonance is at 16 hertz today, the nominal reading being 7.83 hertz. And the hum in Taos, New Mexico, is in the news again. It's a very low hum. It's been happening since the 90s. But what I'd like to talk about is what the perps are dealing with. A lot of people believe that this is only a government-run operation. Well, I'd like to shed light on hundreds of TIs that I have spoken with that beg to differ. So, with these emails and texts, I am going to venture into what is my opinion. I don't know if any of you have ever smoked cigarettes. I hope not. Any of you are alcoholics and go to AA meetings and recreational drug users? Well, the perps have a monkey on their back. Now, it's my opinion that, like any weapon, except for a weapon of mass destruction, this technology has leaked out of universities and from the government to the private sector and possibly right down to the private citizen. You cannot rule that out. So these people are inexperienced. They get this link, an uplink to a site, either by buying it or buying time on a satellite. There are a number of different ways. So they have a monkey on their back because they haven't been trained. They have had no training. So they try and quit. This crime of tyranny that they perpetrate. So the operator will wake up in the morning, and while knowing that he is perpetrating a crime, the perpetrator thinks and says, well, I guess I will do it for just one more day. But unfortunately for us, this day never ends. The torture goes on for years. It's working on 9 years for me. It's ruined, totally ruined my life, my family, friends. We, the targets, are their drug of choice, along with alcohol, coke, or whatever they need to cover up what they are doing, to hide from their conscious mind. They are drifting somewhere between the conscious and subconscious mind. The object of their game is to watch what we do. Watch us in the bedroom while having sex. Medically, they can feel the same feelings that we do, and it's my belief that they record them. Because brain waves are actually a radio frequency in themselves. So I think they record and sell your sexual feelings to the highest bidder. The bathroom is one of their favorites, as they can catch a glimpse of you in a mirror, full length if available. Then, after a period of time, they realize the fact that they are trapped. So what I usually say is, well, guess what? You're stuck here, and you know it. Then their objective becomes sinister. They've run out of things to say. They've run out of things to do. And their lives are at a standpoint anyway. They want to try and control everything that you do, right down to how much sugar you are putting in your morning coffee. I jotted this next piece down a couple years ago. I think I posted it on Facebook a few times. But it's my opinion, after dealing with these people for so many years, this is what I have observed. And I call this the perp game. This game starts right after they lock onto you. They start recording the names of close friends, associates. When you look at a hard drive as a pie chart, you will see then a very tiny amount of space used. They review your habitual tendencies, recording everything. Where you go, what you do, whom you meet. They at once love your spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend. For this is where they derive much pleasure for themselves. They love to watch you in the act of having sex. So then, they enjoy. They record the event and subsequent events, like this comparing who likes what. They like to give you pointers on what your other half really likes or doesn't like, ribbing you about what you are doing wrong in your own bedroom. So then, you must block this out as you try to enjoy each other, which is considerably more elusive when two targets are involved. Okay, then this is all about your habits. They glean much information from your phone calls, television programming, Google history, which I might add, any history stored online is dangerous, and you should not do it. Clean it at least once a day if you are on the computer. They glean much information from your phone calls, and they listen in every time and get the name of the person you're talking to. Could be your mom, could be your dad. They get all the names of everyone. The perps are learning you and from you, for they follow you everywhere. They have a computer program that works on the realm of possibilities, this being much the same as Google's predictive text. They try to predict what you are going to say. We will say, for an example, that they have 10 choices to choose from for what you will say next. One is the most likely, 10 being the least likely. But they are all answers that you have given to one of your friends or colleagues. The clock is ticking, of course. So as time goes on, you may have answered the same question 100 times, 1,000 times. The law of averages dictates that you will answer this question in the same fashion every time. So, with this being an example of what they do for one question. Now, you have to keep in mind that the computer is working all of the time on each question or fact that you have divulged. Gradually, over time, they have created a library of your life. I don't believe that they have a life of their own. So they have chosen to live their life through you. Gradually, over time, they have created a library of your life. They will even try to claim memories that you have had long before they were involved. Remember, they are recording everything. This procedure reaches a point in time in which they believe that they can speak for you using your own dialect, slang, cuss words. So then, they will start to link up events to music. They start to link up events to television. They start to link up events to a movie that they thought you had loved. They start making links to everything to try and make you forget where the links should go. I remember, because we do not think that way. So farther on down the road, you will remember a song and you will associate it with something. So this song is important to them because they try and link this song to something else sinister. So they continue. They are always trying to interject thoughts in place of your own. It's tricky, but you can see them coming. It's almost like your own thoughts have their own serial number. They try to use what they call forced speech. They are actually working on your vocal cords, which you can perceive. The first step is to make you self-conscious of your mouth. It's really a bad situation when you become self-conscious of everything. But in this case, they make you self-conscious of your lips, in your mouth, your teeth, your jaw, etc. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Be back in 3 minutes. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we are discussing the operators or perps and their addiction and the fact that although they may have had us for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. We have them too because they cannot get away from this game. In the Philippines, this was a game or something like it. They can't put it down. They can't hide from it. They'll go into withdrawal. If they can't get in touch with you. It's like a smoker trying to quit. Well, maybe I'll just have just one. And then it becomes two. And then it's, well, I'll just work on this for one more day. You know, the guy down there can't be hurting too bad. But that's what we've been discussing. So when the perps are telling you, aha, we've wasted your life, just turn around and say, well, guess what, jerkwater? I've wasted yours. Because you are missing 9, 8 and some odd years or 9 years of your life doing this. And you have nothing to show for it, some of them. Then there are the things that they do to you. They can hurt you. Or try and really hurt you. Once I was hurt so terribly bad that I had to have my car towed to a hospital in Massachusetts. I have been told through the perps that this is actually made for females. It's a female program. So they are using this female program on males. So it has some different effects, we'll say. We must take into consideration the fact that men are far less likely to come forward with this particular problem than women. I wrote the breakdown to be 75% women versus 25% men, and this is probably 3 to 4 years old now. So guys, come forward. Join the women. Sometimes it's as easy as your husband dialing into one of these shows and listening to what you are going through. And then he will admit that, well, some of this is happening to me too. That's what has to happen. I know there are men out there that just are not coming forward. But that's what has to happen. So unfortunately, a lot of you have missed our other topic, or this topic, actually. And we are moving on now to a walk through the human mind. The concept of three levels of mind is nothing new. Sigmund Freud, the famous Austrian psychologist, was probably the first. Okay, for the commercial folks. Station ID.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Conservative app often live caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite.
Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my...
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life. Extendivite.
Focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Hear Republic Broadcast listeners to have what they can use every day. And in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have had two topics. The operators or perps and the monkey on their back. The second topic is a walk through the human mind. It's very, very, very long, and I don't even begin to hope to get through it tonight, but I'm going to give it a try. Okay, call into the show live, and you can ask a question at 800, or join in and have a conversation at 800-313-9443, or you can just listen at 605-313-0163. And they'll connect you right up. Okay, the concept of three levels of mind is nothing new. Sigmund Freud, the famous Austrian psychologist, was probably the first to popularize it into mainstream society as we know it today. Even though his theories have subsequently been widely disputed in psychology, Freud nonetheless created a useful model of the mind, which he separated into three tiers or sections: the conscious mind, the preconscious, and the unconscious mind. They have been subsequently renamed, obviously. The best way I have found to illustrate the concept of the three minds is by using a triangle. If you imagine at the very tip of the triangle is your conscious mind. It occupies only a small portion of space at the very top. A bit like an iceberg, where only a fraction of it is showing above the water. It probably represents about 10% of your brain capacity. Below this is a slightly larger section that Freud called the preconscious, or what some refer to as the subconscious. It is much larger than the conscious mind and accounts for around 50 to 60% of your brain capabilities. The section is about the unconscious mind. It occupies the whole width of the base of the triangle and fills out the other 30 to 40% of the triangle. It is vast and deep and largely inaccessible to conscious thought. A bit like the dark depths of the ocean. We have three parts that are embedded inside our human mind. One part is called ID. That is our reptilian brain that just works as any normal reptiles work on today. Another part is called the mammalian brain that works on the basis of emotion. And the other mind is called the prefrontal cortex that works as per the logic and critical thinking. Moving from reptilian brain to the human brain, we have learned that the reptilian brain turns on when there is fight or flight. This puts you in a situation where you are ready for anything. Never doubt it. But the reason that I'm relating this walk through the human brain is because fight or flight is one of the things that the perps invoke within you and without. And it's damaging. It can have you running around in a circle, bumping into walls, falling down. They can try and destroy you with it. There are parts of this paper further on where we try to control and subsequently do control different areas of the brain using techniques, which we will get into. In this next segment, we will discuss how these parts work together. Your conscious mind is what most people associate with who you are, because that is where most people live day to day. But it's by no means where all the action takes place. Your conscious mind is a bit like the captain of a ship standing on the bridge giving out orders. In reality, it's the crew in the engine room below deck, the subconscious, and the deeper unconscious that carry out the orders. The captain may be in charge of the ship and give the orders, but it's the crew that actually guides the ship, all according to what training they had been given over the years to best do their job. The conscious mind communicates to the outside world and the inner self through speech, pictures, writing, physical movement, and thought. The subconscious mind, on the other hand, is in charge of our recent memories and is in continuous contact with the resources of the unconscious mind. Once again, we must all learn all about your brain and how it works so that we can fight back. Many people have been overtaken . We can't let that happen anymore. We are finally winning. We are finally winning. And the perps will be in prison. The unconscious mind is the storehouse of all memories and past experiences, both those that have been repressed through trauma and those that have simply been consciously forgotten and no longer important to us. It's from these memories and experiences that our belief system is formed, habits and behaviors. So this is an area that the perps attack. Your belief system, your habits, behaviors. These are areas that we must work on together. The unconscious constantly communicates with the conscious mind via our subconscious and is what provides us with the meaning to all our interactions with the world. As filtered through your beliefs and habits. It communicates through feelings, emotions, imagination, sensations, and dreams. The following analogy may help to clarify the concept of how the three minds work. If you imagine that your mind is like a computer, which it is, a bioelectric computer, your conscious mind is best represented by the keyboard and monitor. Data is inputted on the keyboard, and the results are thrown up on the monitor screen. That is how your conscious mind works. Information is taken in via some outer or internal stimulus from your environment, and the results are thrown up instantaneously into your consciousness. Your subconscious is like the RAM memory in your computer. For those who don't know, RAM is the place in a computer were the programs and data that are currently in use are kept so they can easily be reached quickly by the computer processor. It is much faster than other types of memory, such as the hard disk or CD-ROM. Your subconscious works in the same way. Any recent memories are stored for quick recall when needed, such as what your telephone number is or the name of a person you just met. It also holds your current programs that you run every day, such as your current recurring thoughts, behavior patterns, habits, and feelings. Your unconscious is like the hard disk drive in your computer. It is the long-term storage place for all your memories and programs that have been installed since birth. Your unconscious mind, and ultimately your subconscious mind, then uses these programs to make sense of all the data you receive from the world and to keep you safe and ensure your survival. The logic of these two minds is that if it worked in the past and you survived, then it will help you get through similar situations. As mentioned, these sections and their functions have been hotly debated over the years by many other psychologists, philosophers, and scientists, because it's very hard to empirically prove they exist. Despite all this, I still find it a great analogy to use. And at the end of the day, if it works for you and makes sense, then that's all that matters. If you ask most people to define what the conscious mind does, you'll get varying answers. Some say what distinguishes the conscious mind from the subconscious, or even the unconscious, is awareness, or the level of awareness. But to say the subconscious is unaware is incorrect. It has been well documented that you can be influenced by your surroundings or what people say, even when your conscious mind is totally out of it, such as when you're under anesthesia or sleep. And what about when you drive to some destination, but when you get there, you have no memory of the trip? In those situations, it's your subconscious that stays aware and performs the necessary functions. Another argument people put forth is that the conscious mind is where you do all your thinking and logical reasoning. But that too doesn't entirely distinguish it from your subconscious or unconscious. Your unconscious minds are the storage place of all your memories, emotions, and habits, and are in fact very good at reasoning and logic. An example, when you were a baby, your conscious mind had not yet developed enough to test and measure all the information from your environment. So at this age, it sits in the background, and it's your subconscious and unconscious that does all the data gathering and reasoning, identifying that the bottle or nipple is a source of food, that crying gets you attention, that cuddles from mom means you are safe. In this stage, it's your other two minds hard at work forming logical patterns of association. This to include habits, beliefs, and emotions that help you to survive. By far the best explanation that I have found for the two most powerful functions your fully developed conscious mind can do that the other two can't . The ability to direct your focus. The ability to imagine that which is not real. It's these two very important abilities that can change your life. Let's take a quick look at each. While your subconscious mind has a much stronger sense of awareness of your surroundings than your conscious mind, some suggest it's where your sixth sense comes from and is always switched on, even when asleep. It really does just obey orders from your conscious mind. If all you do is focus your conscious thoughts continually on negative things, then your subconscious will obediently deliver the feelings, emotions, and memories that you have associated with that type of thinking. Now, if you have been listening to the earlier part of our broadcast, we were discussing how the perpetrators link memories, how they link television to a memory, how they link pictures to everything. You can then be caught up, unfortunately, in a never-ending loop of negativity, fear, and anxiety. Constantly looking for the bad in every situation. This is what we have to do, folks. We have to look for the good even when we are being assaulted. We have to keep a positive frame of mind. Therefore, your brain will deliver the right emotions to handle the situation. We barely have started to understand the brain. And it's my belief that the human brain will evolve to the point where there will be communication person to person without saying a word. But this is happening naturally, and it will take evolution. They want to do it now when we understand very little. Well, that's all for tonight, folks. We are running out of time. I'd like to thank you. Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.